Yeah, there's they've had several competitions out here, and one of them is the longest peel, where you have to peel your spud, and whoever gets the longest peel wins. And we also had the competition for the fastest potato peeler, and that's a very popular one here in the village. And there over the last couple of years, there have been a couple of small accidents where people have cut themselves with the potato peeler, because obviously they wouldn't be used to peeling so fast. But you know, I suppose with everything else, it takes a lot of practice. And
it's a dangerous sport, you see. That is, you know, it should be down as swimming with sharks and peeling spuds.
Well, it is. It can be very dangerous. And speaking from experience, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I did win a trophy a couple of years ago. And I don't know if I've mentioned that several times so far. But one of the chaps that I was up against in the final there last year, no, sorry, 2 years ago, I think he was peeling so fast, and the potato peeler slipped, and he actually did cut a layer of skin off his hand, and there was a lot of blood. But we do have St. John's Ambulance. They are here today for anyone who needs any medical assistance. So all bases are covered there. But after that accident, what they done then, they provide gloves. So everyone who is partaking in the potato peeling competition now, you have to wear a glove. Now, unfortunately, that would hamper me just a little bit. But it's for safety. And I suppose safety is paramount.
I suppose so. I wonder, is that where Michael Jackson got the idea of wearing the one glove?
Well, now, I don't know, Alan. I mean, I don't know if Michael Jackson was ever over here peeling the spuds, but, you know, you never know. I mean, they do say Sir Walter Raleigh brought the humble potato to Clonmelon. So maybe Michael Jackson had some hand act or part in it as well. Who knows?
You never know. He could have been a secret bud spieler.
Well, you never know.
Or should I say, yeah. a spud peeler.
A spud peeler. I do hear Andy is announcing some. I think we have a winner up there for the fastest peel. I don't know if are we picking up Andy?
No, very. You're going to have to relay that, I think.
Okay. Right. Well, there's a big crowd. It must be fierce competition up there now. There's a big crowd around the tent, and we have one of the local reporters from the Westmead Topic. He's up there, and he has his camera pointed. So there could be a photo finish here now. But it's the competition is fierce.
You reckon that should be an Olympic sport then?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know. I think if it was an Olympic sport, I'd say the Irish would probably be quids in there. I'd say we'd win. Yes, there's a round of applause happening up there now at the tent. And that was the last of the heats. So it will be going to the final very shortly. So I will hand it back to the studio, and I'll pop up there and see if we can get some more news who's in the final. So we'll be back after this.
Brilliant stuff. All right, Steve, leave it with me. I'm going to play a bit of music now, and we will be back after this tune, and hopefully Steve will be able to talk to somebody and let us know who the winner is.
Okay, Alan. Speak to you shortly.
Cheers, Steve.